at age 2.5, I was taken to O'Leary Memorial Hospital with leg problems because my legs had growths on them all of a sudden. So at first the doctors diagnosed me with polio, but it wasn't polio because I had had the polio vaccine. So a new young doctor that had also started that day, Dr. William D. Hassler, came back through the ward and looked at my legs and said, she doesn't have polio, she has something else. So with a few tests and everything, he just relabeled it juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Gates Hospital was for Gates Hospital for crippled children. It was for polio and the new crippling disease. What's going on with the kids? What's happening? But it wasn't just kids, it was also adults. So at 2.5, I was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And with surgery, physical therapy, and meds, I was in casts and traction and that type of thing, typical hospital standard. But then after the treatment was done, I was sent home. And came back in. It's like, well, Dr. Hassler, can I take dance? Sure, you could take dance. He said, I want to talk to your dance teacher, who was Denise Gula. She's still here in the area. So between Denise Gula and Dr. Hassler, okay, what are we going to do with her? See what she can do. So I went on to taking dance. I wasn't the worst. I wasn't the best, but it was replacing physical therapy. So with the ballet and then voice for the lungs. And violin for the fingers. Life went on. About every 5 to 7 years, you have an episode. You might have what is called a flare-up. So you go in, and the doctor says, well, what are you doing? So Dr. Hassler again and that team, they were ahead of themselves. They'd say, sanitize the diet. Fish, chicken, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. 6 to 8 weeks later, you're all better. You're okay. But with the piano, one of the things that went on in Gates Hospital and EMH in the kids' ward, down in what you would call the sun room or the kids' arts and crafts room, there was a piano. So they always had classical music going, or little dancers coming in, or Boy Scouts coming in doing arts and crafts. Another thing that happened was Rotary people came in and read to us. They had tutors coming in. So because we were in the hospital and confined, you have to replace what you're missing out in the school system. So they were very much ahead of their time. So the piano is 1908. O'Leary Memorial Hospital started in 1908. It's a marriage, just like O'Leary Memorial Hospital and University Hospital.
When did you get this piano?
I acquired the piano, about 1996-97. Came down from Canada. It was in excellent shape. The finish is still original. It just needed what is called new action on the inside. Some hammers, some tweaking. But other than that, everything's original. Well, the string isn't. But the soundboard is in excellent shape. It's got its original keys. So it's a good piece. It's a beautiful piece. As a child, I remember the music in the sunroom. At Gates, we had a sunroom. At the end of the building, there was a sunroom. There was a piano there. And at EMH, down in the arts and crafts room, there was an upright piano there. And the woman that was in charge of the arts and crafts room, she'd get on the piano and play typical songs. And then, you know, I enjoyed it as a child. It tweaked my interest. So I'm hoping that with the piano being here, it'll tweak another child's interest.
Do you play?
I did the violin, but I do what it's called five finger on the piano. But my daughter and my son, they did the piano. They were the piano players. I was the ballet. I did ballet, violin, and voice. I tinker on the piano, but it's my daughter and my son that are the pianists. I'm not the pianist, and I don't have any of my music with me. Just a C.